Good evening, I'm John Yang. Now that the mother of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been formally notified of her son's death, she's pressing for details of how the 47-year-old died in a remote penal colony in the Arctic. In hopes of seeing her son's body, Lyudmila Navalnaya and Navalny's lawyer went to the morgue where she was told he had been taken. But once they got there, the facility was closed. She wants his remains handed over for burial. Russia says that won't happen until its investigation is over. There's no official cause of death. Navalny's lawyer says he was murdered. In Moscow, Navalny supporters risked arrest to lay flowers at a memorial to him at a monument for victims of Soviet-era purges. Since word of Navalny's death, Russian police have arrested more than 300 people across the country. Ukrainian forces have withdrawn from the devastated eastern city of Avdiivka, handing Russia a key victory. Outnumbered Ukrainian soldiers, desperately short of ammunition, had withstood a Russian assault for 4 months. At the Munich Security Conference, Vice President Kamala Harris met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Zelensky said he's hoping for a break in the months-long congressional logjam that's bottled up U.S. aid from Ukraine.
We are counting on this positive decision of the Congress. For us, this package is vital. We do not currently look into alternatives because we are counting on the United States as on our partner, strategic partner.
When we talk about the role of America as it relates to our support for Ukraine, we must be unwavering and we cannot play political games.
Harris said there is no plan B if Congress doesn't pass the $60 billion aid package. There is only plan A, she told reporters. The Senate overwhelmingly approved the aid bill, but House Speaker Mike Johnson said he won't even bring it up for a vote. Also at the Munich conference, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli officials to talk about negotiations for the release of the hostages still held by Hamas and a pause in Israeli fighting. In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would not take part in the next round of talks because of Hamas demands he labeled as delusional. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant told reporters that Rafah was the next center of gravity in the war, but he wouldn't say when an anticipated ground operation will begin. And the Food and Drug Administration has approved a novel cancer treatment to tackle an aggressive form of the deadly skin cancer melanoma. The treatment, called Amtagvi, uses a patient's own immune cells from the tumor. In clinical trials, more than 30% of participants had their tumors either shrink or disappear altogether. The maker of the treatment said the U.S. retail price is expected to be $515,000 per patient. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, why farmers around the world are protesting, and the growing problem of pollution in Earth's atmosphere as the space race ramps up.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.